Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I saw just an absolutely incredible 9/11 truth video. It's like 3.5 minutes long a couple days ago. And since then, it's gotten pretty big on YouTube and the web. We got links to it up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. If you go into the guest section, InfoWars.com, we got links to the videos right now, a couple longer ones they've done. The group putting it out is Truth Action, and they're pushing for a protest in every major city, a demonstration on the 11th day of every month. And I want you to join them. I want everybody to get involved with this because this is the type of action we need. Right now, though, I'm going to get through some more of these calls before we get the guest on in the next segment. Let's go ahead and go back to Peter in Canada. Peter had asked, were there ever any lawsuits by the six people who died in the first World Trade Center attack where the FBI cooked the bomb, gave them the detonators, and then told the informant to pull off the case and let the bombing go forward? And I believe there were some lawsuits over negligence in the government filed. And there have been a bunch by 9/11 victims' families for it being an inside job or involvement or negligence, and those have all been blocked. Most of them under national security. I mean, the families can't even sue Saudi Arabia, with the official story being they were involved, because James Baker, the former Secretary of State, and the Bush family block it under national security. And they better, because that's their business partners over there at Carlyle Group. But I hope that answers your question.
Just one other quick question and then a word of inspiration to the audience. General Pardon did a pretty bang-up job after the Oklahoma City bombing using his expertise in explosives to point out how ridiculous it was to suggest that a 4,000-pound fertilizer bomb could have done the damage.
Yeah, former head of Air Force Weapons Development.
Yeah. Why do you think that he hasn't used his expertise in explosives to point out how the collapse of the towers clearly isn't a collapse, but rather an explosion?
Well, General Pardon just can't handle it. I've talked to him personally, and you know what? I don't want to talk about private things that people told me in confidence, but it basically comes down to this. Listen, Alex, I'm a retired officer, and under law, I can't get into these things. I know there's things going on, but I just can't. I just can't, Alex. Yeah, that's basically how the conversation goes. Hell, there, I've said it. I appreciate your call. Building 7, we should have explosives experts, and we have. I'll tell you, somebody doing a bang-up job is a website that we're going to get the head of on next week. I'm working on that. And some of the big whistleblowers. I mean, Marine Corps fighter pilots, Air Force fighter pilots, commercial airline pilots, colonels, all these military people and experts going public saying, number one, those pilots, whoever was flying those planes, couldn't do that. Experts couldn't do that 9 times out of 10. And then all the explosive experts. But we do need to do what Parton did with the explosive calculations. But see, with Oklahoma City, they were claiming that a bomb outside did it, so he could show with the bomb the size they claimed it was with basic mathematic calculations that it couldn't. In fact, it was hundreds of times too weak. Plus, it didn't knock out. It didn't just push over columns. It severed them with clean 45-degree angle blast points. And again, we are made to believe that, Militia / McVeigh did this, but only Imperial demolition experts are so precise, and only Imperials, hearken the little nod I'm giving here, could get in there to do it inside that federal building. And then we have Jane Graham, the head of HUD in the building, who saw the Fed boys in their federal maintenance outfits drilling with wires, and she said, what's going on? They said, oh, we're doing some maintenance, and they had gray sticks of butter. She thought it was like weird gray putty or butter, and they said they were just doing some repairs, some wiring. Oh, I'd say they were doing some wiring, all right. And the feds that came out picked the building because it had children in it. There's nothing like dead children in the arms of firefighters to get the mammals hopping mad.
It's
cheer after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're about to talk to Cosmos, truthaction.org collaborator, the person he's working with, Scott Noble, made the video that I think is the best short video, you know, under 5 minutes, that I've seen, the best put together, the most dynamic. I mean, I really don't think it could be any better, the way they put it together. So we're going to be talking to him in just a few minutes and about what they're doing. More importantly, not the video, but it's great. That's just an avenue into what they're doing with the 11th Day Project. But right now, I want to go to these original callers that have been holding the longest, Joe, Brandy, and Jerry, and then we'll go right to our guests. Quickly, Joe in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I'm up here in Pittsburgh, and the 9/11 truth movement is noticeably absent from the community, and I just wanted to invite your listeners in and around Pittsburgh to go to Craigslist in the community section and the groups tab. I have an ad up there to get people involved. I'm trying to bring the movement to Pittsburgh and get the name
well,
out there.
And also, sir, very soon, it's the most important thing. It'll totally have a huge effect. I mean, we've got the traffic to really make it big. We're going to have a site like that for 9/11 Truth. We should drop everything and just work on that. But I'm doing a bunch of projects. The people I need to do it are doing other projects, and may never happen. But maybe other people can get it going. What we need is some type of deal with a map of the country. When you click on the state, and then there's all the other major cities or cities near you, and then you post in that area, and then you go look for like-minded people. It'll explode. It needs to happen to get the word out. And it's so important, but go ahead, because, see, that way we can just have a site and do it. We can never effectively on-air network to the level we need because we don't have the time. But go ahead one more time and plug your Craigslist thing.
Go to Craigslist Pittsburgh and go to the community section and click on the groups tab. And then, as of 5 minutes ago, my ad is still the first one there, 9/11 Truth Group forming in Pittsburgh.
Okay, good. Anything else, sir, because we need to move on.
Yeah, I emailed you guys an article about a week ago that came out of Germany where they're pushing that HPV vaccination on all the German girls.
Yeah, the good news is the governor was going to try to lie in New Mexico and claim it was the law to take the HPV. CFR, Bilderberg, a New World Order member, Bill Richardson, he's now backed off and saying he's not going to recommend the shot. And not going to try to claim it's the law, unlike our criminal governor, bought and paid for by Mexico, Rick Perry. So the word is out on that dangerous vaccine.
If you Google Germany HPV vaccinations, all of these articles will come up, and they're actually saying that the state's going to pay for the shots, and they use Texas and Perry down there. They use that as an example, a false example, saying that we want to model it after what Texas is doing. So
it's disgusting. It's disgusting. I hope, and I appreciate your call. I hope Germans won't roll their sleeves up and submit to that. Let's talk to Brandy in Tennessee. Go ahead.
Bradley is the name.
Your new name's Brandy. So I'm sorry. I'm an idiot. Go ahead.
Someone else has come out on 9/11. And you may want to see if you can get this guy on your show. His name is Paul Laffoley. He's a visionary artist held by many as a genius ahead of his time. He was on the design team of the World Trade Center project and has stated in a recent interview that demolition charges were included in the initial construction of the buildings. He talks.
Where did you find that? And, you know, there's another big TV star just went public. I've been saying get him for a few weeks. We've got his number.
I've got a URL to the MP3 of the interview, and I've saved the MP3, too, where he actually says
Well, do me a favor. Send it to Aaron at Infowars.com right now. Send it to Aaron at Infowars.com. Send it to Kevin at Infowars.com, and we'll check him out, and we'll get him on, okay?
Thank you.
Send it right now. Anything else?
Yeah, I wanted to tell you a little bit about this guy. He worked for the Emory. Well, let me back up a little bit. He talks about the main architects, Yamasaki, working
Namuro with Yamasaki. Yeah.
Yeah, working with the project, working on the project with some Saudi Arabian designers that were actually tied to the Bin Laden Construction Group. He worked for Emery Roth & Sons, Paul Laffoley, and handled designing the structure of Tower 2, floors 11 to, I think, to 22.
Are you on an email right now?
Yes, I am. I'm at my computer.
Okay, just zip it over. We'll do some vetting right now. I think I've heard his name. I mean, this is what happens. Big stories are in front of us all the time. And a lot of big stuff, even on national TV, gets overlooked. Like, well, I've talked to like three people, and I've gotten a bunch of emails that did see John Stewart last Monday come out and talk about government-sponsored terror and false flag, and that our government's done it before, and that could be happening in Iran. Huge news. John Stewart goes public. But it's supposedly from like a week before that, because he was off last week, and we can't find the clip. We should do an article on that because look, that, they ignore John Stewart because he doesn't have as much baggage as a Rosie. It was hiding in plain view for a while about BBC reporting Building 7 had fallen 20-something minutes before it fell. And so that actually rings a bell from months ago, and I think his name is there on some of the sites that chronicle all the people that have gone public. And again, we have such a small crew, we can't cover it all or get it all done. But let me just put the word out. That's what I want on the show, okay? I want all these firefighters and police and emergency workers and whistleblowers and fighter pilots and colonels and generals and all these people. And there's so many now, it's insane. That's what I want. That's what you're going to be hearing. So you got that stuff out here, folks. You email it. And if you don't hear them on the show in a week, you keep emailing and you say, why isn't this person on the show? Because we forget stuff. We're overwhelmed. We're in an orgy of evidence here. So listen, how do you spell his name? His name's Paul?
I've got the audio clip. I'm going to send it to you right now.
I know, sir. What's his name? How do you spell the last name?
Paul Laffoley. His last name is Laffoley.
Okay.
And I don't have his contact information specifically, but I know somebody who would have Paul's contact info. If you wanted to see about getting him on the show, I would do my best to.
Okay. Let me just give you the back office line. You got the back office line, right, network? Okay, just give them the back office line. And, sir, if you're unable to get through anybody at my office, if it goes into a black hole, then just call back to the board operator and I'll talk to you, okay?
Okay.
Send an email right now. Right now. Yeah, actually, I've seen this, and it actually causes pangs of rage at my own brain. Because, you know, that's the key! Is the new people coming out? We need to be writing articles about that at PrisonPlanet.com. Paul Watson did today about all these new people that are coming out. He just picked a few of the most credible and the most amazing. I mean, fighter pilot trainers, folks. Not just fighter pilots, but the people that train at the most advanced schools who are, you know, veteran fighter aces who train the hot shots, the top guns. Going public saying a total inside job, period. With their credentials on the record. You know, that's the type of people. We're wallowing in it now. But an engineer who worked on the construction. Oh, man. I just can't handle it anymore. These people are so guilty. We're going to get them. Okay, you know what? We're going to go to Jerry and then our guest. Our guest is so illustrious. We appreciate them. I just promised to get to these calls. Jerry in Florida. Go ahead. Or Terry, or whatever, Billy Bob, somebody in Florida, talk. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes.
How you doing today? Jerry from Florida.
Okay, go ahead.
I have a question about JFK assassination. Have you seen William Cooper's film about the driver killing Kennedy?
Yeah, I don't agree with William Cooper about that. I don't agree with him about flying saucers coming out of the ocean,
right,
too.
Right, right.
You know, I think Bill did a lot of good work. And I remember the time he begged for help when the IRS was after him, and I called him up and he began cussing at me. Then I had him on my radio show and he started cussing, couldn't control himself. I had to let him go. When I hung up on him, he flipped out and they did hit piece after hit piece on me. But I was still against them murdering him at his house. They did set him up.
Right, right.
They wouldn't kill somebody right there turning right around where the driver could be seen. It was people behind the grassy knoll, and folks did see that, but they got away. And that's what all the experts that Jim Mars wrote with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram on it, that's what all the people I trust, and that's what all my years of research have shown.
Right. Now, the reason why he was killed, what's the number one reason you think why he was killed?
Well, it was a cocktail of reasons. He was getting us out of Vietnam. He had fired the head of the CIA, and he'd fired one of the Dulles brothers out of their position. He was going after the main power structure. He was signed an executive order to start shutting down the Federal Reserve and to issue U.S. notes,
wow,
debt-free. And Kennedy just went in the absolute right direction. I mean, he did a 180. By the way, he was a big hawk in big New World Order, folks. And just something happened, and then his brother was going in the right direction, so they gunned him down.
Really? Well, thanks, Al. Thanks for being a good American and a great role model for the kids.
You bet. I appreciate you, sir. I don't know if I'm a role model. And you know what? In the past, I wouldn't even say the things Cooper done to me. You know, even when he attacked me, I didn't. When they killed him, I certainly didn't. It's just, I've gotten to the point where I'm too tired to hold back. The gloves are off, folks. I've just gotten to the point where I don't care. And so it's kind of dangerous to ask me what I think of people now, because I'll tell you. I don't have the restraint I had in the past. I think a lot of you picked up on that. But I think Bill was a good guy. He just got paranoid and went nuts. All right, ladies and gentlemen. It's just people that come up with the type of quacky stuff he did. Some of the stuff he did was pretty darn quacky. Shouldn't throw rocks in glass houses. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge. Plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
This is a good intro for our guest Cosmos and Scott Noble and the great work that they're doing. Scott isn't with us, but I want to give him the credit for making the great video that did touch my heart. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The globalists reached too far. They overreached. We will expose them. We will bring them to justice. You have to first know that that is your destiny. You have to first know that you control history, not Karl Rove. and then you take action, and everything else follows. And they're getting scared now. Many of you are just now realizing we can win against the New World Order, despite what your preachers have told you, and how they told you to lay down, and how it's the end of the world. Regardless, duty is ours. And history shows they always say it's the end of the world. Don't fight evil. That's a cop-out and a lie and a fraud. Well, after losing his uncle, Mickey, a close family friend on 9/11, Cosmos became an activist for 9/11 Truth and Justice in early 2002. He's a founding member of the nation's first 9/11 Truth Group, the Northern California Truth Alliance. In 2003, he started the West Coast First 9/11 Truth cable access television show, the long-running The People versus the New World Order. Cosmos hosts the fourth. Cosmos hosts the Youth for Truth MySpace network and is known to readers of 911blogger.com as YT. In early 2007, he became a volunteer director of the National Days of Truth Action Campaign, taking place on the 11th day of the 11th of every month. Try to learn how to read here in a minute, folks. The campaign, the first ongoing national campaign for 9/11 on the 11th, you know what's happening is this print's so small and cut off, I have to try to imagine what it is on the side here. Let me start over. Taking place on the 11th day of every month, the campaign, the first ongoing national campaign for 9/11 Truth, is now entering its third month of nationwide action on the 11th, doubling the number of locations each month and drawing increased attention with the release of the new videos dedicated and the third stage, truthaction.org. is the website, truthaction.org. His collaborator is Scott Noble, and he made the video for the campaign. This is a short segment. We're going to come back and air some of the audio. It's not 1/100th as powerful as the actual video. You can see up on prisonplanet.com. But we'll play some of that coming into the next segment. But Cosmos, I can only commend you for what you're doing.
Hey, Alex, thanks a lot, man. It's an honor to join you.
So tell me how you got involved, why you got involved, and tell us about this 11th Day campaign. It's genius, and I want to support it.
Thanks a lot, man. We're really glad that you picked up on this because I think it's very important that we increase 9/11 Truth visibility as much as possible every day. I've been a long-time 9/11 Truth activist, but the original inspiration for this campaign, it came from the Boston Tea Party for 9/11 Truth going national. That happened back in December of 2006, and it, within the course of a week, 2 weeks, 5 to 7, I think, locations just spontaneously joined in with what Boston was doing with the Boston Tea Party for 9/11 Truth, and it became a national day of truth action. And a number of us on 9/11 Blogger were talking about we need to do this all the time, where we're all taking action for truth together at the same time. And, you know, the 11th day of every month, that was an obvious enough choice for when to do it. And
yeah, so, I mean, here in Austin, spontaneously once a week, and it might be 10, it might be 100 sometimes.
Yeah, Austin 9/11 Truth Now, it's a great group in Austin.
And they end up going down there each week, but I think it's an even better idea to focus and make it big and do it every month, and then call media locally, fax them, call radio stations, and just keep inviting more people out. And I'm telling you, folks, two people in just a few months can grow to 500 people. You've just got to believe and take action.
Exactly. And we get, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people saying, well, I'm the only person in my area. I don't know anyone around. Just go out by yourself. That's how this starts. We need to increase visibility. And there are people who poo-poo demos with small numbers or just a few people going out. Folks, that's how we start. We got to get out.
I think that's the most beautiful. That's the most beautiful thing. And it always touches my heart to see one person. And of course, the media always tries to make the one person look nuts and show the image of the crazy guy running around, you know, saying repent.
That one person is that one person is so courageous, and that one person is increasing 9/11 visibility.
Well, the greatest thunderstorm, the greatest typhoon, starts with a single droplet of water forming in the vapor.
Exactly. Just take action. And, you know, there's thousands of ways you can increase 9/11 Truth visibility, from wearing a T-shirt to staging a demonstration at your local federal building, which is something we're going to be doing on April 11th, next Wednesday, in San Francisco.
Absolutely. And I want to talk about 9/11. You know, that's getting close again. We're talking only 5 months away. I'm going to be in New York, folks. I'm going to be there again. And I want to redo what we did last year, but make it even bigger. I want to see you at Ground Zero on the morning of 9/11. All right. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Everyone knows we need calcium and magnesium every day for the support of strong bones. But most of us are only taking one source of calcium supplementation and one source of magnesium. That just simply isn't enough to give your body the proper nutrition it needs to help keep bones and teeth strong, prevent osteoporosis, and support muscle function. Now discover the most advanced calcium and magnesium supplement on the market today. Select Cal 1000. From the folks who brought you Wachter Sea Vegetation, Select Cal 1000 contains seven sources of calcium and four sources of magnesium. Wachter's Select Cal 1000 is also packed with other important vitamins and minerals, and of course Wachter's special blend of sea vegetation. Try finding that in your ordinary calcium supplement. Order Select Cal 1000 today and receive 10% off just by mentioning you heard it on the radio in the comments portion of the order page. Visit Wachter's.com. That's WACHTERS.com or call 1-800-682-7100.
Government edict. It was not done by the three branches of government. It was not done by that structure which we learned about in junior high school, which they say is democracy. It was all done by citizens' movements. And then keep in mind that great movements in the past have risen from small movements, from these tiny clusters of people that have gotten together here and there. Strong enough, it doesn't matter who's in the White House. What really matters is what are people doing, what are people saying, what are people demanding.
Be happy to see you and all your PNAC guys doing the perp walk for your indiscretion with 9/11. We know that you all get it.
And the motive to carry out 9/11 and surprise the enemy.
9/11.
You can find the video on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's the featured video on InfoWars. Easiest way to find it, about halfway down the page, you see a picture of Bush's face. They've actually produced two videos, more than that, but the two newest are Dedicated and The Third Stage. The video you just heard is called The Third Stage, and that's just part of it, a little more than half of it. You need to see it online. And listen, every day now I say, get the word out, go to defendrosie.com, sign the petition. We've got now over 10,000 there. It malfunctioned and said 20-something thousand. I was wrong. It's over 10,000. That's great in like a day and a half. We're going to send those to ABC. Great job. Keep it up. And then today I say, go get this video. Get it out to everybody. It's a battering ram, folks. They're in their fortress. We're literally ramming the door. And each day it's we're just going to keep, bam, ramming the door. And more people join. Our battering ram gets stronger every day. Understand something. I guarantee you, I was able to predict the 9/11 attacks because of the data I had. I can look at the big picture. And again, it's I can understand it. I can see it as clear as day, but it's hard to even articulate. It's, you know, all the data that goes into it to be able to explain something. But I'm telling you, they would have already released some type of bioweapon. They did the anthrax, and I predicted on 9/11 they'd probably launch some type of bio attack to keep the fear going. They did do that. But the point is, even bigger, they would have probably done a dirty bomb, maybe even a nuke, to radically re-engineer society. But they know now that that's losing its power. On every front, they're getting caught with the British SAS staging terror, and in Basra, they're getting caught with the Israelis getting staging doing it. All these ministers and ambassadors are going public about the British doing it. Our government's being caught. The Russians are being caught. I mean, we're breaking, as Webster Tarpley said, we are taking their favorite tool, and we're going, you like this tool? And we're just taking it and just smashing it upside their head. Here, you like this so much? Here, why don't you keep it? Bashing it over their head. I'm serious. And we're going to do the same thing with what they're trying to do to the economy and so many fronts. But I'm telling you, 9/11 is the key. It is the key. And just like those articles Paul Watson wrote last year. And I love how they use that at the end. It is the key. It's the foundation. It's what they're doing. It's what they're using. And we're talking to the folks from Truth Action. I like that. Truthaction.org, Cosmos. I want to talk about your plan for the next year and building up to 9/11, but expanding out into the year after that right now, Cosmos. But first, tell us about Scott Noble, this filmmaker, because he's got a great eye and just amazing skill. He must have put a lot of work into finding those clips to integrate them together like that. I think he got lightning in a bottle with that one.
Yeah, well, Scott did such a brilliant job on the video. It's, I think, a real gift to the movement. And, I wish he was on here with us today. But I also wanted to clarify that the video Dedicated was actually produced and put together by Luke in New York City, who I know is a friend of yours.
That's right, and it's got his friend, and there's so many on the side I get confused, but there's the fellow who lost his daddy, who was a firefighter, who just died mysteriously.
Yeah, Luke's friend, Dan Wallace, and he actually died right before we launched this monthly campaign on February 11th. He died a few weeks before that, and Dedicated is dedicated to Dan Wallace, and Dan Wallace, I feel that he's a guardian angel for this campaign and 9/11 Truth in general. He lost his father. His father was a firefighter, and he lost him on 9/11 in the towers.
Of course, according to O'Reilly, all the family members love the official story, love Giuliani, love Bush, and we're evil. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't keep the firefighters off of me at Ground Zero to even get my work done.
Yeah, well, Dan Wallace would have told you that that story was a pile of trash. He said he believed the official story for, you know, all of about a minute. And he was, you know, he had a lot, he didn't believe the story, and he was just coming out and just starting to speak up for 9/11 Truth, right before he died. And, we are determined, we vow to get justice for Dan Wallace and his father.
What really happened with Dan? I mean, what's the official story?
Basically, his family has requested privacy in the matter. They've indicated that they don't feel that there was any foul play involved.
Was he real depressed about his dad?
No. No, he wasn't.
I mean, I'm told he was a, I think I even met him at Ground Zero.
Videos that you can, well, you can
watch. He was a hard charger. I mean, he was happy. He was fighting the enemy, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was getting out all the time and taking action, and you can see all that in the video dedicated, which is up at truthaction.org, or you can go to wearechange.org. That's the website.
Some of the COINTELPRO operators attacked him after he died, particular scum.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to say that Luke, you know Luke, he is just, he's such an amazing activist in New York City, what he's doing. And I got to say, you know, they're picking on him, you know, because he's a young, rising star. He's organizing the youth in New York City. And you know, we got to support New York City activism. You know, this is where this all went down. Luke is getting out there. He's been out at Ground Zero week after week for years. He's been helping me out with working.
Well, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Yeah, the larger 9/11 truth group there. Is blocking him from even coming into events now.
Exactly. They've, you know, this is the person who's actually doing street activism in New York, and they have bodyguards outside the church trying to keep him out of there. They've cut him out off from funds, so they don't have flyers or DVDs to hand out for free at these things. You know, all this stuff is going on.
I don't want to get into all this.
Don't really know what's going on.
I don't want to sit here and air all this laundry because it's a local thing.
Exactly.
But at the same time, what do you think's behind all that?
What I think behind all that, I think, is a very deliberate campaign of disruption. And I feel that New York City is a target because, you know, just by default, they're the flagship group in the country because that's where 9/11 happened. And, you know, I think it's...
Well, when your flagship gets...
There's really no need to get into it, but we really have to be there as a movement. We have to back up the people who are taking action, the people who are getting out there and doing stuff. And Luke has been, and I just want, you know, all the truth movement to support him and what he's doing, because he is under attack. People are putting out open letters, you know, attacking him and people he's working with and stuff like that. And that's all we have to say about that.
Yeah, but I mean, when a flagship sinks, you just launch another one. Now, let me just stop right there and shift gears, okay? Let's get into your plan, the plan you guys have come up with that I think is excellent, to continually build momentum every 11th day of every month. We need somebody on the ground in every major city, down to small towns. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Get the idea, get the template right now on this show, or create your own template, but I think this 11th day idea is great. Build momentum towards September 11th in New York. I'm going to be there. I'm asking everybody to be there again and to do the same thing we did last year and with 2,000 people. I bet it's going to be 10,000 this year. No way to ignore it. Got lots of attention last year. And just building through the next election, because what's going to happen is once they put the Democratic shills in, the Democrats have already raised double what Republicans have, reversing a 15-year plus trend. We know that it's going to be the Democrats now. They're going to change horses like the Pony Express. The Democrats will have some limited hangout, whitewash. They'll tell everybody go to sleep, and suddenly all the liberals and people that were in 9/11 Truth will go to sleep. We have to pre-wake people up now and let them understand that I'm predicting the Democrats within 12 months in office will carry out a, and by that the elite behind them, a super massive attack to continue the terror paradigm if we do not intensify and continue right through the election. Now, 9/11 Truth may get so big they may pull Bush or impeach him on the corruption, on the Gonzalez stuff, on the lying. I mean, Time Magazine's calling for him to step down. The elite are trying to shelve Bush and put all the dirt on him as a sacrificial hog when he's certainly a demon and hateable. But again, he's just that, a puppet demon. We need to focus on the New World Order, the military-industrial complex that carried this out. Lay out your plan.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the beautiful things about an ongoing campaign that takes place every month. And we're not going to stop until justice.
It builds momentum.
We're not going to stop when the Democrats come in and do their little cover-up thing. We're going to be out there on the 11th. We're going to keep getting out on the 11th until justice. So also, this is setting up a framework, because right now, I mean, we're just on the verge of a truth explosion in the USA, and this is setting up a framework. So, I mean, soon there's going to be people everywhere who want to get out, they want to get involved, they want to take action.
They're there now. They just don't know who to communicate with. They just don't know who to interface with. Stop looking for orders from headquarters. You are the leader.
There's no leaders. You have to be the leader, people, and this is is an autonomous campaign. I want to tell all your listeners right now, just get involved right now. You can go to truthaction.org/forum. Go into the forum. There are forums set up for each month, for the 11th of each month. Just go in there and sign up and be a contact for your area.
And by the way,
people who look at this can find you, and, you know, you can be the person that's out there that they can get in touch with.
And by the way, let me add something here. This is really important. It's not just about 9/11 truth. We are creating a real grassroots, populist, nonpartisan movement that is aware of government tyranny,
exactly,
the Patriot Act, the North American Union. 9/11 truthers all share this. I haven't found one who doesn't know about the New World Order now. This is really an anti-globalist movement, an anti-New World Order movement, a fusion, a sword against the New World Order, a war machine against their fraud and against their lie for the truth. This is a defensive shield. This is a siege engine against their operations, and it's growing and forming organically. This is going to be, you watch, 9/11 truth is the key. It is going to be the make it or break it, ladies and gentlemen. We are forging the organic intelligence network, the organic bellwether, the organic early warning system. This is the system that is going to lead the rebellion, that is going to result in the downfall of the New World Order's capital ship that is the seized United States. We can get the United States back. We can definitely get states back. States want to secede. People want to reconvene the Union. You've got to first believe the dream. You've got to know it can happen, and then aggressively prosecute this war, this information war against the New World Order. But you've got to release yourselves. You have to stand up. You have to look in the mirror. You have to have the courage, and you've got it in you. You just didn't know you had it, and you got to get confident and turn loose of your fear and take action.
Exactly. Wow. I couldn't have said it better. Take action. Get out in the streets.
And get on the message boards and call into talk radio shows and make copies of films and give people video links of films.
The thing is, a lot of people who are now find themselves in the 9/11 truth movement, they don't have any experience necessarily with activism beforehand. It's really not that hard, folks, and there's so many things you can do. I mean, you can put a sign. All right, just today, I think I saw something up on 9/11 Blogger. There's someone who's launching a campaign, yard signs on the 11th day of every month. You put a sign in your yard on the night of the 10th, and so you have a 9/11 truth sign in your yard the whole day of the 11th, and you don't take it down to the morning of the 12th. Now, that's something.
And you know what? So what
well
if it makes your neighbors look at you? Those cowards, your neighbors that are cowards, are already living in fear. You've got to save your family. You've got to stick your face out there. You've got to be shown. You've got to be in the front lines.
Well, here's the thing. We are America. I mean, the polls show us that. We are America, and that's what this campaign is about. It's about popularizing activism. It's about...
And if you want to find like-minded people, you've got to wear the T-shirt, wear the cap, you got to walk around... Folks, if you wear a 9/11 truth shirt and you walk down the street or you hold up a 9/11 sign, you're going to have a lot of people come up to you. Okay? I mean, that's just the way it works. You want to meet people, that's how you do it.
Exactly. People, you'll be surprised when you just go out and start talking to people. That's the thing. It's like, we are America. We're the majority. And most people share our views more than not about what's going on. But the information is hidden. We just have to make it available to people. So keep duplicating those DVDs, flyers, handing them out, and you'll meet the best people, and you'll have the best talks that you've had in your community in a long time.
Cosmos, let me ask you a question. Are you not seeing fear in the eyes of the Bill O'Reillys and the Greenbacks?
Are you kidding? They're basically announcing, I mean, if I put a translator on Bill O'Reilly, he's saying, it's curtains for us. We're over. We're doomed. Please, please back off the 9/11 truth. It's amazing. They're hilarious. They're great, these Fox News clips.
Oh, yeah, they're panic saying. They're taking over. Every call we get on the show says this. That's what that Gallagher, Mike Gallagher, was saying. And they're saying, you better stop it. You'll be arrested. You'll be killed. You're traitors.
Yeah.
We're going to kill you. They're trying to spark at us and scare us. It's like a bully who's been picking on you, and you finally punch him back and break their nose. And he says, I'm going to really beat you up now. Don't listen to that bully. Go ahead and karate chop him right in the neck.
Exactly. And, you know, you can pay for better PR than what they're giving us on Fox News now. I mean, geez, anytime you turn it on, they're saying 9/11 was an inside job orchestrated by elements within our own government, you know. I'm sure people are going to be cutting up these clips and doing a little guerrilla propaganda.
And by the way, the government's not stupid. They tried to ignore us for 3 years. Then they tried to demonize. That only blew up in their face. Then they tried to debunk. That blew up in their face. Now they're doing all-out total assault. We're going to arrest you. We're going to kill you. You're traitors. They're trying to inoculate the public now and tie it to Rosie O'Donnell and make it a liberal issue. It ain't going to work. You know, let me tell the propaganda something up there. I know your top people told you, government and Fox News, not to go with what you did, but the boys upstairs should go ahead and attack them. Okay, because what you got is people in power who aren't the experts calling the shots. They let me tell you something. The real propagandists in the government know it's this thing's blowing up in front of their face right now, Cosmos.
Yeah, agreed. And I think that was a foolish move to go ahead with these style attacks. It shows a real desperation on their part. And frankly, it's over for them. We just have to keep it up. And
they're hemorrhaging.
Kicking it up a notch every day.
They're hemorrhaging. And folks, death by a thousand cuts. Just keep stabbing. Just get in there.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end, and you could have it all.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I want to ask Cosmo to stay with us a little bit in the next hour to talk about more activism and take your calls. We're going to get to Chris and Dave and Mike and Mike and Tim and others. Before I go back to Cosmos and tell you about what they're doing and how you can get involved, I need to put a plug in sometime in the 3 hours. I've made Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. It's very effective at waking people up. It proves that government staged terror attacks. It proves they carried out 9/11 and 7/7 over in London. And it gets into their propaganda, their brainwashing, the war, how they want to attack Iran. It really is an important film, Terror Storm, available at Infowars.com. We also have America, Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo, a great new film, Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Washington, D.C., Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 2. This is now out, an amazing film. We're also carrying films like 9/11 Press for Truth, The Jersey Girls, Mind Control, A Brave New World, Iraq for Sale, The War Profiteers, 9/11 Aftermath, and a lot of other great films on the online video and bookstore at Infowars.com. Or again, call toll free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Also, there is the website, prisonplanet.tv, now 3 years up and running, 3 years continually, thousands of pieces of media, all 15 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, dozens and dozens of other films have been authorized to post, thousands of my best audio interviews by title and date. Folks, it's an amazing, if there's a particular topic you want to give somebody on CD, or a particular film of mine you want, it's in high quality. You can burn these down to disc or CD and give them to people, and it looks almost as good as a regular DVD. I mean, it's an amazing factory of resistance, prisonplanet.tv. And by paying 15 cents a day or $5.95 a month, you allow us to pay for the servers and the webmasters and to make the video, shoot the video, edit the video, upload the video. You know, so I can get in my car and drive over to the TV studio and do the live show here locally and then put it up on the web, and I can get my TV show. 3 years of my TV show up there archived on the web at prisonplanet.tv. We're about to start taking my Sunday show with a two-camera shoot. We've got like 20-something episodes of that now. We're going to start putting that up, start uploading the newer ones of that up. It just takes money to have somebody that can work to do that, to shoot it, to edit it, to put it up. That'll be added to prisonplanet.tv, some of the select shows. It's just going to get better and better, folks. But we need your financial support at Infowars.com. I can't imagine where you're going to support somebody where it's going to have a bigger effect. I mean, we are lean, mean, fighting machines. We are in the battle, ladies and gentlemen. Ounce for ounce, we pack the biggest punch. We'll be right back. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.